those that have been able to join us on this platform. Comrades and friends, good morning. Allow me to welcome you all to this virtual portfolio committee meeting on agriculture, land reform, and rural development. We trust that you are all well and in good spirit. We want to just take a moment to pay our respects to the late monarch, His Majesty King Goodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu, Hlangano Hlabathi, isilo samabandla. His death is a great loss for not only the Zulu nation, but for South Africans at large and Africans and the global community. Let us, honorable members, take this opportunity to take a moment of silence in paying tribute and honor to His Majesty. May his soul rest in eternal peace. We have some time now been deliberating the Ingonyama Trust and the Ingonyama Trust Board and the issues of accountability, responsibility, and good corporate governance. We must, as a precursor to any transformation, do a comprehensive development impact assessment in order to understand how best to effect change, reprioritization of budgets, and adopting a rural developmental mode that brings food security, fights poverty, and enhances employability. We must envision a new model of rural development that not only meets the dictates of our national developmental agenda, but also embraces the imperative of reporting, planning, resource allocation, accountability, and good governance. These are imperative in our war on corruption, underperformance, and failure to report on or misstatements. Honorable members, before tomorrow's report of rural development and land reform 2019-2020 financial performance report, as well as that of ALA. Annual reports provide information on the company's mission and history and summarize the company's achievements in the past year. The chief purpose of the achievement section is to make shareholders, stakeholders feel good about their investments or participation in your company or in the public sector to assess delivery against development targets and indicators. More importantly, it gives us a bill of health and addresses specific findings from the Auditor General, along with prescribed remedial action. It has come to our attention, honorable members, that we have not received any of the above presentation which we are to be dealing with today. I received a call from the acting DG on my way into Parliament at about 8:15, referring to me that they had challenges as the department. So we only received the presentations at 8:30 as I checked with the secretariat. Now, we have always requested these presentations that will be put before the committee to be sent before our secretariat, so they should be able to be sent to the honorable members. not later than end of business day on Friday. It allows us to have ample time to engage with the documents during the weekend so we can have a productive meeting and we can be able to engage the department on their presentations they put before us. I would now want to put this before you, honorable members, for your guidance as how do we go about having not been able to receive these presentations on time, and if we would be in a position to proceed with the meeting as desired for today. Thoughts on that, honorable Chair.
Thanks, honorable Chair, and good morning to colleagues and the ministry. Chair, you have indicated in your opening remarks why it's important that we go through the annual performance of the erstwhile department. And having listened to where we're coming from, agreeing with the department chair that this report should be sent by midday or every Friday, it gives me really a challenge. But it leaves also a bitter taste from the side of the officials, because above everything else, we have a program for this portfolio committee that is adopted. We had the AG last week, and we explicitly expressed our looking forward to having the department to respond to the issues that were raised. Now, if we don't have reports that we have been convened here to discuss, there's no way, according to me, this meeting can continue, and it must be recorded, Chair, our mind dissatisfaction. It cannot be that each time we regress, I'm saying we because I'm taking them as part of this portfolio committee, if ever, to say we talk about issues, we try to resolve, we move two steps, then three steps backwards. We're going back to where we're coming from again. Right. An annual report, year 1920, as well department, why is it not the presentation ready by today or by Friday last week? We only told that it is ready this morning. I haven't even gone through my emails, but before I slept last night, I also checked it was not there. So there's no way, Chair, we can continue with this meeting according to myself, and I will request the Chair that in the worst possible, you should express our dissatisfaction as a portfolio committee. It cannot be. I can't discuss something that I've not gone through. I don't know what is in that report. I needed time to go through it and express myself and engage today with the department on the background that I have from the AG's content. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tape. Honorable Matlap.
Thank you very much, husband, and morning colleagues, and greetings to the ministry, to Honorable Minister. Chair, it's quite unfortunate. However, I think I must agree with Honorable Kathy that we can't be expected as the portfolio committee to do justice to the engagement and the discussion around the issues of the Auditor General if only we are only getting presentations at this point. Much as is going to create challenges for us in as far as the program is concerned, but what becomes critical is the responses that will come out of our engagement and the level of engagement relating to this specific issue, because we're dealing with the annual report. Not a small issue, just not a one single program within the department, but is an annual report. So I would support the view that indeed we can't continue with this meeting. It's unfair to us as members of parliament, of the, as members of this portfolio committee, and it will not do justice to the discussions. So I therefore want to second the motion that we do not continue with this meeting in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member Hlatsi. Honourable State.
Chairperson, yes, good morning. Chairperson, I want to support the motion, but I would like to bring another proposal, Chair. I am extremely concerned about this department. In the first place, we received the annual report only in February, late. Then we received the briefing by the Auditor General that gave us grave concern about this department, Chairperson, and I want to say, and I want to read what the Auditor General said, where it says the address, the usefulness and reliability of the reported performance information, which must be based on the approved performance planning documents of the department, has not evaluated the completeness and appropriateness in the performance indicators measured including in the planning documents. The procedures also did not extend to any disclosures of assertion. And further, they speak about either fraud or error in the material chain. For this reason, I would like to postpone the meeting today and that we ask the Chair of Chairs to meet in Parliament, either in a virtual and combination of some people, members attending a committee meeting, and we extend it to a full day, Chair. We cannot deal with this issue in a 3-hour, 4-hour session, Chair, that we are virtually, and some of our members are struggling with connectivity issues in rural areas where we are. I think, Chairperson, if the committee really wants to do justice, not only as members of Parliament, but to the communities out there who are putting their hopes on us to fix the issues in this department, I would propose that we go into a meeting where we can physically meet with the department or at least do a hybrid system where some of us meet and the others where we know are on good Zoom sessions, we can do a hybrid session. I would propose that. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Honourable Mestain. The Honourable Tate Matias. Honourable Matias. The Honourable Kappa.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to waste your time, Chair. I simply concur with the input by my colleagues on this issue of the late receipt of the report. And furthermore, I would rather propose that we only save our time by just dealing with the minutes that are there, if time allows to do that for us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Papa. We shall indeed per your suggestion to deal with the minutes of the committee. Honourable Treasurer.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Chairperson, you are in Parliament representing our community. You've got a huge responsibility to deal with assigned or aligned with the department. Now, Chair, this, in my view, thank you.
or the proposal was made and seconded, and obviously the members have just joined after the secondment of the proposal. They are all of the same view, so I don't think I'll have to come up with a different view on the matter. I accept the position taken by my colleagues who are proposed and supported that the presentation and the matters on the report be put aside for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ndabezi. Question good. The Honorable Mbabama.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to my colleagues. I also agree with the sentiments expressed by the colleagues. And Chair, I would also like to support Honorable Steyn's full day engagement. The department is in charge of Umba Womhlaba, okanye Wemihlaba, and this is a very critical department, and we should really, really have the time to apply our minds. So mnage ndiyavumelana nokuba masipostpone le meeting, and also sicele ku chair of chairs uba sibe nosuku olupheleleyo uba sidiscuss le nto. Ndiyabulela tip.
Thank you, Honorable Mbabama. Honorable Montwick. Dumela ntate Montwick. Honorable Mahlo.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to the ministers. Good morning, Chair, and good morning to the ministers and deputy ministers. And also, I would like to take this opportunity, Chair, to propose that we are not continuing with this meeting. But however, one would like to express, the department should really indeed make sure that they take members of parliament serious by making sure that they make their reports ready, and that they must remember delaying the reports which we're supposed to discuss as members of parliament. It is not going to do good to us, all of us, both the political component and also as the department themselves. So we are suggesting that from here they must go and prepare themselves. We know that they've been in a difficult situation, Chair, during the COVID, but we are saying let them try their best to make sure that things come to the right direction. We are here to support them, not to kill them or not to harass them, but just we need to work together as a team in this department to take this department forward. This is one of the most important departments in our history, so that we can be able to make sure that we do the right things for our people. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Marshall. Honorable Masiba.
Thank you, Chair. I do fully agree with the colleagues that have spoken earlier with regards to bringing this meeting to the next session. That's going to be a full day session. And the audit opinion has raised concern, Chair, and I just want to highlight it in point number 38. It says oversight and leadership was not fully effective. So, Chair, I think it's very important that we take this very seriously. And we do a full day oversight and ensure that, you know, what are gaps that are there, that we address them and we engage the department and we move forward with one understanding in terms of the implementation and the action plan. And I think there's a number of issues here. Consequence management, disciplinary actions are not taken in the department. The forensic report thereof, 45 concluded investigation, and FIU is also involved in this with regards to 32 committee groups, you know, that have instituted that are on land restitution. So So I think, Chair, really seriously, we need to really fully engage what the department has given us, what the AG has given us, and for the meeting that we will have with them together. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Honorable Masipa. Honorable members, the consensus in terms of having this meeting postponed, and we will ask the Secretariat to write to the House Chair and request that we be offered another opportunity to have a full day engagement with this. And have been engaged with the Office of the House Chair, will then be able to revert back to yourselves, Honourable Members. We would like at this juncture to excuse the Ministry, as led by the Honourable Umamu Didiza, who had joined in en route to Nongoma, as she is in the capacity as one that is looking after the entities of His Majesty, that being Ingonyama Trust, as well as Ingonyama Trust Board. She is en route to go and pay tribute to the late King. Honorable Deputy Ministers and officials of the department, we would like you to please take note that the concerns raised by the honorable members, particularly of being very clear and specific with the deadline set. I also recall responses we had requested from the department and the ITB on their annual performance plan were sent 2 weeks past the deadline we had issued. So there is a continued effort on part of the officials and the department to undermine the work of the portfolio committee. And we would like this taken into serious consideration, that you do meet the targets that are set by the portfolio committee. Honorable members, let us continue our affairs of the department and the ministry you are now for a platform. Whilst they leave the platform, I will ask the Secretariat to flight the minutes of our last meeting. Manyamza?
Chairperson?
Yes. Can you put up the minutes? Share them, please.
Will do, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. We have minutes of our meeting of the 9th of March 2021. Let us proceed with the minutes of the day, page 1. Page 2. Thank you. Page 3. Page 4. Members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of March 2021?
Chair Mpapama, I hereby move for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of March 2021.
Thank you, Honorable Mpapama. Moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of the 9th of March 2021. Can I have a seconder?
Chair Mpapama here. Thank you very much, Chair. Mematlo here, I second for the minutes of the 9th of March 2021 as a reflection of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mematlo. Seconds the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of March 2021. Honorable members, are there any matters arising? Page 1. I see the hands of Honorable Masho, Honorable Papa, Honorable Mahlatsi. Are those hands for matters arising on page 1?
Yes, not on page 1, Chair, sorry.
Okay. You let me know when we reach the page, page 2. Page 3. Honorable Member, I show your hand is up. Page 4.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Mahlatsi.
Thank you very much. I think maybe the person who's responsible for that can go a little bit down with committee deliberations.
Yes.
Because, Chair,
can we have the committee deliberations?
Thank you, Chair. Having looked at the minutes, I think there are numerous things that might have gone missing in the discussions on committee deliberation. Especially, I remember very well when we spoke about, the financial statements, Chair.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether I see number of things that we were specific on are not reflected on the minutes, but it could be that maybe they were clapped together as in a form of controls and system within the department. But I would have loved that as secretariat capture them as they were indicated in the meeting, that we were worried about the issues of financial statements because they're critical towards the qualification of the department.
Yeah.
Number two, Chair, it was around the action plan, because I've indicated that in the meeting that previously the department was able to bring action plans to the committee, because I think that is critical, to the committee, and they gave us an assurance that they were dealing with all audit outcomes of the previous financial year. However, in the new AGIS report, clearly indicates that that action plan was not useful. So I think that is quite critical in as far as our debate are concerned. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mem Asadi. We will ask the Secretariat to capture that correctly and add them on our deliberations. We move on, still on page 3. Any other matters arising? I see the hands of Honorable Marshall and Honorable Kappa. Do you have any matters? Honorable Kappa?
Yes, Chair. I'm just seem not to master my page here, but when I was reading it, I thought it was 334, where the department was supposed to respond, and we did not put any time frame on those issues of AG. There was something we said they must come back and clarify this, but we did not put a time frame. That was my concern, but I'm not sure. But in my record, I thought it was 3.3.4. I'm not sure that it is the one.
Maybe. All right. Now, Honorable Kappa, we requested the AG to send us the conflict that were being attended to by the department, which have been brought to their attention. And we requested them to send that to us. We also requested them all the investigations that they have been brought,
yes,
that have been brought to their attention must be sent,
yes,
to the Secretariat. The Secretariat will be following up with the AG on that, and I can assure you before the end of the week, we shall have that information. And we will then see as to when to align it with honorable members in preparation for this full day session that has been requested by yourself. So those were the two issues, Honorable Kappa, and we will look back to that. Any other matters arising on page 3, Honorable Marshall?
Chairperson, hello?
Yes, Honorable Marshall.
Thank you very much. On page 3... on 3.3.6, which where we were talking about the adequate internal controls to prevent some of the irregularities. I just wanted to emphasize it to say the department, as they come next time, they must be able to tell us which system they could place with regard to this matter, because this matter is one of the most important issues which the department must take it up by making sure that they follow their, I don't know what they call the standard. I call it the ISO, which I think if it can be implemented in this department, we won't be able to be talking about the issue of internal controls which are not being taken into consideration, which is to be told that we are lacking capacity. So I'm just stressing it to say, the controls is all about checks, and the controls is all about making sure that each and every thing that you do in a department or in any unit you have a policy and you have the procedure to follow that policy. And I don't think this department is a new department that does not have policies and procedures in place where they can tell us about the internal control, whether it's an agency or it's the department. I'm thinking that we need to make sure that if it's an agency that is looked after by us as a department, policies and procedures must be there in place. The issue of internal control cannot be an issue when we have these people that we believe, as politicians, we believe that the academics are helping us to implement policies in the department. So they must tighten this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Memaso. Any other matters arising on page 3? Memaso, please lower your hand. We move on to page 4, honorable members, still on matters arising. Page 5. There are no further matters arising. I take it, Honourable Mem or Honourable Stain, at your hand.
Yes. Sorry, Chair. I just wanted to see on announcement the joint portfolio meeting. I know that you mentioned something, but are we meeting on Friday?
We'll come back to that, Honourable Stain. I would want the Secretariat to speak on the arrangements once we conclude with this. If we may just wrap the minutes up, honorable members, with no further matter to it. Of the 9th of March 2021 have been duly adopted. Thank you. As per the request from Honorable Stain, I would look to the guidance of the Secretariat as to when we'll be having the joint committee meeting with our portfolio committee on labor. Banyamza, Mkakaza.
Thank you, Chair. The meeting will be held on Friday, the 19th, Chair, but before that, there is a preparatory meeting that has been arranged for the chairs so that they can map up the process for Friday. Thank you.
Thank you. And the main committee will be when for the chairs?
I think it's tomorrow, Wednesday, tomorrow, Chair, after the plenary.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Honorable Stain, I hope that covers you then in terms of our joint sitting meeting will be on Friday. I see your hand is still up, Honorable Stain.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson, for that clarity, but can I ask for another proposal, Chair, and you mentioned it when we ended the meeting with the Minister. Is this committee report that so light? Chair, is it possible that we ask our Secretariat to keep, I don't know what you would call it, but almost something that's called a record of requests or, I don't know, it doesn't matter what we call it. But that we look at all the requests that we put into the department when we have the minutes, we can mention them. So we can say in the minutes or in the meeting of this day, And when the department sends us that information, that we have the date of when they send it. So that when we request it, maybe on a monthly basis, we can get that list from the secretariat of everything that we requested and everything that we received and what date. Because sometimes, Chairperson, we receive a lot of information in one day. We have received a lot of things this last week, but we sometimes miss it because we are busy and our schedule. So we would think we haven't received a document, but because not, you know, specifically that we are focused on it, then we might miss it, Chairperson. But there is still a lot of issues that we requested, but it hasn't happened even since last year. Past as Chairperson, because especially now with the Zoom session, the meetings is short and mostly a lot of our requests would go back as to a written response, and we just never received it, Chairperson. And I think that's also why the department don't really care about this committee, because they know they won't even have to submit anything to us, and we won't have time, Chairperson. Because that's another thing. Once we have received the report, we don't have the time in another meeting to actually deal with those reports, because they just get submitted to us, and then what do we do about it? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Steyn. I can assure you, Honourable Members, that because of the virtual meetings, we have not lost time. Our meeting still sits between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock on Tuesday, as we would have been having our session in Parliament on the various rooms that we utilize. So it is the full day sessions that we have not been able to have over virtual meetings. But the committee meeting is held exactly on the same time as we would have had even if we were in Parliament. But again, I'll extend an invitation. I am in Parliament. We can have the committee having its meetings in E249 if it is available. It's a big venue, and under level 1, we can have just up to 100 members in the committee room. That is on a lighter note, Honourable Members. If we look at the regulations, they allow us to sit more regularly, and I hope the House Chair will afford us an opportunity to be able to have this full day session at prescribed the time. But let me thank you, Honourable Members, as this brings us to the end of our session. It has been adopted our minutes. We have no other further business. We will ask on the Secretariat to look on the requests that are made by Honourable Members, and what has been responded to and what has not been attended to, so that we can be able to revisit these issues we raise with the department and whether they are being taken into consideration. For now, let me thank you all, Honourable Members, for having attended, and thank public at large who has been interest of following the proceedings of the committee. You have been watching from home or have been with us on the platform. We thank you for joining us. Honourable Members, let me also highlight that we do have plenary this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the National Assembly. Please log in when the time comes. In the meantime, the meeting stands adjourned. Have a wonderful day and a great week ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, colleagues.
Thank you. Thank you.